Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. Cause it's a new season, it's a new day, yeah, resting on you. I can feel it, it's flowing my way, oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season,
it's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and praise God. We thank God for you tuning in tonight to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise God. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, co-pastors of New Season Ministries Incorporated, and we thank God for you being here. Oh, we give God all the praise, honor, and glory because we count it a privilege to be able to share in the study of God's all-sustaining, all-powerful, uncompromised, hallelujah, infallible word. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord tonight with a song of praise to give God our glory. To tell him what an awesome and mighty God he is. We thank God for his majesty. We thank God for his greatness. We thank God for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. We thank God for his mercies that are renewed each and every morning. We thank God for the peace that surpasses all understanding amid any type of trial, tribulation, or storm. We thank God and give him all the praise because truly he is an awesome God. We're going to bring forth Charles Jenkins. My God is awesome. Oh, yes, he is. Listen, hallelujah, and be blessed.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2.
Savior
of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is
listen. Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm
somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. From the rain.
Oh, my God is
awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
come on and celebrate the awesomeness of our God. He is truly a wonderful God. All I have to do is just look back just a little bit over my life, and I can tell you, oh, yes, he is. As I'm sure when you look back over yours, you can see the hand of God and the awesomeness of our God. We just give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. Would you bow your heads with me as we go to the throne of grace in prayer? And then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst as he shares a message with us tonight. And he will give you the name. Hallelujah. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you all the praise. We give you honor and glory, Lord. We thank you for being such a mighty and wonderful and awesome God. Yes, Lord, you are God that manifests your healing power over those that are sick. You are the God, Lord God, that provides for those that have any form of lack or need, Father God. You are the God, Heavenly Father, that brings comfort amid the storms of this life, Father God. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. You are the God that sent your only begotten Son to save us from our sins and restore us back to right relationship with you. And we can stand forth today and shout, we are the redeemed of the Lord, simply because of the precious shed blood of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, what an awesome God you are. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you for this time of study in your word, Lord. Now open our eyes to be able to see. Open our ears to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord. We pray that you bless the man of God tonight afresh. Give him a fresh word, a rhema word. Anoint him, Lord God, afresh as only you can. Thank you that he is covered, soaked, and sealed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless. Thank you. God bless you. God be all the glory.
Amen.
Amen. You get into the word on tonight. Praise God. Thank God for people, God, thank God for your word. We have my wife and family. Thank God for your blessing and protection. Amen. We're going to get on to him. My prayer for tonight is, may God be glorified. May Christ be magnified. May the Holy Spirit be sanctified. And may the people of God be edified. And let the devil be terrified. In
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 We just dive into the word of God tonight. Praise God and thank God for being here on tonight. We're going to start from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 10.
Amen. Praise God. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn with me, as Pastor Jasper said, to Luke chapter 5. Verses 1 through 10, I will read in your hearing, and this, yes, is from the King James Version. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, and we're talking about Jesus, he stood by the lake of the Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering unto him, Master, they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. My God. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. Verse 10, and so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men."
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank God for that word. Amen. Praise God. Tyler's word for tonight is go back and try again.
Amen.
Go back and try again. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus had chosen this place to teach the disciples, teach the people on the shoreline here. And it was taking time. He had chosen this place for a reason, for a purpose. Amen. So the shore served as a pew, okay? And the boat served as a pulpit for Christ to preach and teach the people, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So he was using it for his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So on that day, he was a preacher of the day, that day and this day as well.
Amen.
And the four fishermen called disciples, they had got distracted, and they had decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, they thought, and they true fishermen, they thought, it's just time of day that maybe the rain was some other thing. Well, maybe the wasn't high because they had fish at the night. They had toil all night to catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So already, he told them that without Christ in your life, you can't do nothing. Without Christ, they're wrecking your pay or yourself. You can't do nothing.
That's
you can
right.
try all you want to. You may come up empty-handed on some things. You stop letting Christ guide your life and direct your life. You might come up with more. Jesus said, "I give you life and give it to you more abundantly."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And Jesus saying, "I give you life and give it to you more abundantly. You follow and obey me, obey my word."
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of guaranteed truth of God's word in your life and my life as well. But so the disciples got distracted, so they went fishing.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be doing what Jesus told you to do, but you decided to go back fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Sometimes you do that. You get off course sometimes, you get out of line with the things of God, and sometimes you go back fishing, they return to their former or place of employment, they turn to the former or thing that you used to do over here and over there. It was doing different things contrary to what Jesus had told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the people of God do the same way, they might get off course and do certain things God didn't tell them to do, they may fall to God's permissive will, to God's perfect will. That's a big, big difference. And God's permissive will and God's perfect will for your life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the disciples find out that you know, he talked to them, talking to Peter. Peter said, we had toiled all night and we haven't caught anything. And Peter said, we are true fishermen. We've been doing this thing for a while, Jesus. But you know, Jesus is the chief shepherd of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is our high priest. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is our Lord and he our Savior. Jesus is the Son of the living God. He's our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he knows what he's doing? Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
So Simon told Jesus, okay, Jesus, at thy word. Not my word, but at thy word.
All right, now.
I shall obey. At thy word.
Yes.
We know we toiled all night and day. We toiled all night. Didn't catch anything. And we two fishermen. He said, Lord, you will be it. At thy word, you should do what you said. They will clean the net out. Get it, put the net and stuff up. Jesus, okay, Jesus, getting that word, and Lord, it's your word, we shall obey it. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out to be, that day, they saw something they had not seen before.
Mm.
Amen? And Jesus called that, they were distracted, Jesus called that full attention.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus performed a miracle that they never forgot.
Right,
he performed that, go back and try again miracle. Praise God, hallelujah. He didn't never forgot it. He has done in your life. Go back and try it again. Miracle in your life. Go back and do this again and be obedient to me. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you've never seen before. Amen?
Amen.
So learn to go back and hate word. Try it again. Do it again.
Yes.
But do it this time. God will show you something you've never seen before in him. Amen?
Amen.
You have to add a power, add a boost, so to speak. To help you on your journey. Amen. Help you on your circumstances. Help you only do what you said you might need to learn to do. God is, don't be hard between two decisions. God is going to have to make those decisions. Also, put you in front of some advisors that can help you make a good, sound decision in your life. Amen. Mm-hmm. Learn to take care of that. Learn to take heed to those advisors, those things that God will put in your life. He's going to help you be successful in the things that you do. Amen.
Amen.
God asks us and his followers to do something. It might seem strange. It seems to make no sense. Obey it. Mm-hmm. It's the word of God. Obey what he said for you to do. But Peter learned to go back and do it again. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that word, Lord, I should do what you call for me to do. No matter what you experience in life, learn to obey God's holy divine word for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Learn to be true to it because his word is powerful than anything you can ever imagine. Amen. And God, he's God more than enough. It's what you need it for. He's God more than enough.
Yes.
He's doing things above all that you can ask or thank, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to learn to do that. You know, sometimes we get off course with the word of God, with the will of God. I got more than enough. The miracle to go back and do it again, the certain disciples had seen in their life, but not like this. And it was so much greater miracles. They had called some partners of people to come and help them, and it's still both the boat. Not just the boat they was in, but even another boat beside them they had to help to fill up, because some of the partners to help. And pull out the fishes that came in, multitude of fishes came in to fill both of the boats, amen. Yes, like our God more than enough, amen.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, no matter what happened in your life, learn to trust in his word and trust that God can do it greater than he did before, amen.
Amen.
So they thought they could do it, so they thought it was true fishermen. Jesus, they didn't know that he's greater than you, they can greater than he's in me, that he's in the world, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you think you have, God got something much greater for you. Learn to trust in God and trust in his word. That's
Amen.
My introduction. Amen. Praise God. But to God be the glory. Go back and try again. Amen.
Yes.
So there's been some things we're going to do on today. They're going to be about three examples and three principles I want to teach you on today. But there's another story I want to share with you today. Another story that came to mind on the same account pertaining to the word of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And there was this man named Naaman, according to Samuel, 1 Samuel, I think, 1 Samuel, and had this commander named Naaman. There was, he was commander of the army of Syria. And also, and he was successful right in gear, very successful. But then again, but he also had leprosy. Yeah, yeah, very serious disease of leprosy that he had throughout his body. And that he couldn't shake that. He, you know, and so much, even though he was a man of the army, he still feels shame about what he had, the leprosy. At that time, leprosy was a pretty bad disease that was going on in that biblical time. You got some bad disease now, but leprosy was something that, oh my goodness, something you don't want to have, something you don't want to experience, something that it was unclean, and yes, it would leave that elevated for your family member, for your loved one. It would just put you in a state that, oh my goodness, that day and night, it's just very difficult for anybody to receive that, to go through that, part of that. But Naaman was a man, he was commander of the Syrian army. And he was well regarded as a military man in leadership, but that leprosy kind of hindered him from doing the thing that he wanted to do. But he found out that there was a prophet in Israel, amen, and his king sent a letter to King of Israel saying like, can my commander be healed of his leprosy?
Mm.
And King of Israel was saying like, well, even leprosy saying like, he trying to pick a fight with me. What's going on? I haven't heard of anyone be healed of leprosy here. So he thought the king was trying to pick a fight with him pertaining to his commander, Naaman, because he never heard of anyone be healed of that leprosy before. So he kind of very fearful and panicking what was going on. But there was a man of God named prophet of God that could help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And according to 2 Kings 5, chapter 5 and 7 verse, And this prophet guy, Elisha, he heard about him. So how the great thing he had done, and then the miracle that he had encountered. So Elisha found out what was going on. He talked to the king of Israel about what was going on. He said, send him to my house. Yeah, you can't send everybody to your house now. Because you don't know what's going on with that character, his well-being, what they're all about. But this man of God, he felt assured that, hey, send this commander to my house, name him to my house. So the king sent letters and told the king about it, Pharaoh, what was going on. But he said, name to go see this prophet named Elisha. Go see him, and maybe he can help him out. So the king was a little bit distressed about what was going on. King of Israel was distressed about what was going on. So he said, let him come to me. God may know that he is there. And there is a prophet in Israel, according to 7 Kings, verse 5 through 5, chapter 5, verse 7 through 8. And Naaman came to Elisha. Now, when he came to Elisha's house, Elisha didn't go out to meet him. He didn't like that. He was upset by that. He didn't go out to meet him per se because he thought he should go out to meet him because he was a commander. He was a well-known in the army, Syria, but Elijah did not come to meet him. He sent a messenger out to meet Naaman and told him what he needed to do. Sometimes God sends some people your way to tell you what you need to do and how you need to do this thing, give you some divine instruction, D-I, some divine instruction. So Naaman would give divine instruction on how to take care of his leprosy, amen, through the man of God. Man of God didn't show up. Man of God just sent messages to him to tell him what he needed to do. Or maybe somebody gave you a text. He sent you a text to tell you what you need to do. And you're like, what did he tell himself? What did he come and let me know about and tell me himself what was happening? So God gave you many ways to do what you need to do. You just need to obey God's divine instruction. He gives them to you. Sometimes we get off course because we want to obey the word of God that God gives to us to tell us what we need to do. So we try to think of our own mind, our own thought, and do things that our own ways of how to do it. This is what Naaman was thinking about. He was thinking his flesh about, hey, we got rivers and we got lakes and so forth in my own country. Why I got to go here to the River Jordan and dip 7 times? Wash myself 7 times. And he didn't want to do that. Like we do sometimes. He didn't want to do that. Man of God would tell him divine instruction what to do to cure him or his leprosy. So he tell me to dip 5, 6, 8, 10 times to get rid of this disease, what the hell? You should pay no mind. You should do it anyhow. Because God gave you instruction to do so through the man, through the woman of God, and tell you what you need to do and how you need to fight and obey it. All you need to be obedient to us and see through our God, miracle of the power of God to come forth in your life. Amen. Sometimes you'd be disobedient and not doing what God tells us to do. So Naaman decided he wasn't going to do that. He was going to leave. He was going to follow the man of God, the prophet of God, and he was going to, he wasn't going to go down to join the river 7 times. He just run and say, I'm not going to do that, man. I don't know. He don't come and talk to me and know what's going on. He was going to obey the divine instruction to the man of God had given to him. But sometimes we do that sometimes, too. When God tells us to do certain things, we ask God certain things about marriage, certain things about job and businesses, and other things God tells us to go out and do it. Sometimes we hesitate. Sometimes we don't do what we need to do. And sometimes you might find yourself in delay, hesitation, and God said, go ahead and do X, Y, Z. You know, I find myself doing that. I find myself doing it as well. And not being obedient to what I need to be obedient to. And God kind of get us to grow to greater height, greater development in our spiritual growth and our spiritual maturity. He's trying to develop up in those areas that we need to be developed on. To increase our faith in him. Amen?
Amen.
So Naaman was, when he was upset, he was angry, he behaved in a rage, and he was going to do what the man of God was telling him to do. And he felt that he was going to leave and go somewhere else. And then his servant came and told him, said, look, man, that's all you got to do is go to Jordan River and dip in it 7 times, wash up 7 times. And that's not a hard thing to do. Why don't you just go ahead and do that? Just follow and obey the man of God he told you to do. Sometimes you get a bad report of certain things. Then who report are you going to believe? You're going to report the report of the Lord. You're going to believe your own self or where information you have received. Are you going to trust in God by faith?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Are you going to step out on faith? Are you going to just trust God? Are you going to step out on faith? Are you just going to pull off, wait a minute, and turn around and maybe miss the opportunity that God's trying to show you to do? Amen. We all fall short in that as well. So who report do you believe? Shall you believe the report of the Lord? You shall you believe the word of God in your life? And God is trying to tell you to do, to open that business, to start that business, to start that, what he called you to do. Do you want to go and do that again? Just arrest the first time, the second time might be it. Third time might be it. So you're going to deny that's what happened. Not going to try to step my own faith into that. God said, go back and try again. He's trying to do it like I said, well, I want you to do. Line up with the word of God. Line up with the things of God. Follow divine instructions. And God's trying to lead, trying to tell you something to help you out in those areas that you need to come up with him. Amen?
Amen.
So name what his perception was wrong. He didn't want to do what the man of God told him to do. His perception was wrong, and it could lead up to disaster because he's still a leper. The leper was still there. So when his servant told him, said, look, no matter what's going on, and you go and do what he said, do wash yourself seven times, join the river, what you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
What you got to lose? You may be healed. So name decided to do, to go back. He didn't try the first time. He didn't decide to leave, but he decided to go back and try it again, Israel, to go to the river, Jordan River.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different, how many times?
Seven
times. See, name it, before that, he had a bad attitude. He had a bad attitude. He wanted to wash in the river, or the river Jordan. He wanted to go to Damascus and do it. That's what the difference. Yeah, he wanted the man of God said. Man of God said, go to the Jordan River and wash seven times in the Jordan River. He said, when you go to Damascus. So he had a bad attitude. He thought he was being arrogant. He was being prideful, being stubborn. He had a bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Bad attitude.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had a belt. That was the case. It had been done already. So he had to learn while he served and go back to the water of Israel and to wash in the Jordan River seven times and overcome his bad attitude. He had his pridefulness and made arrogant
mm-hmm.
About the things of God. Amen. Sometimes you need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Faith is often strengthened at the place of disappointment.
Hmm.
Name in his before he was disappointed. Mm-hmm. He thought man God would come out there and see him. He thought man God gonna put a hand on him, wave at him or some other thing. He thought man God was gonna show him a miracle right before his face. He didn't want to obey what man God said to his messenger to tell him what to do. Sometimes God your messenger to come to you. Is he an angel or someone in person to tell you certain things to give you divine instruction. So will you follow it? Will you obey it or you disobey it? That's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
The choice is yours. So here's what Naaman decided to do. Naaman decided, he decided to attempt to go and wash in the Jordan River as soon as they spoke to him. He decided to swallow his pride, stop being stubborn, sometimes we are, and he decided to follow the prophet, the man of God, Elijah, and do what he said to do.
Mm-hmm.
He decided to say, I want to get me a new attitude now. I want a new attitude. And I decided to be obedient to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So Naaman went now, and he certainly did what he said what they do, what the man of God said to do, and washed seven times in the Jordan River. And guess what happened?
He was clean.
The word of God was still active. The word of God is still true. The word of God did not change. He changed his thinking.
Yes.
He changed his reaction. But the word of God always been true. It's still true today.
Mm-hmm.
From Genesis to Revelation, edifying all time, great, the word of God is still true right now.
Amen.
Same now, same word yesterday, same word today. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
He changed not. Amen. That same word is true for him. That time after, he was still there until he decided, acted upon it by faith, and acted upon it by faith. Then that word became alive to him. Then with a new attitude, he got washed seven times. Guess what? He will heal, praise God, hallelujah.
Praise
God. He acted on the word of God. He acted and added faith to the word of God, grain of mustard seed, and the word of God came to life. He was dead the whole time, but he came to life. He acted by faith to go and do what the man of God said for him to do. And sometimes we have the same way. We disobey the word of God, and God trying to tell us, trying to show us, trying to move us, trying to direct our path, trying to give us some better instruction to better our life, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Then that happens. Seven times. Seven times God knew a completion, he will completely heal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word of Elijah, the prophet, the man of God, said to him, are you going to tell him one time? He didn't come through and tell him two or three times. He was Elijah, was the messenger, only said one time to the name. Only one time he said it to him. Only one time.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't get it to him. He went back and do it again, came back and did and the man of God told him to do it at the river of Jordan. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you miss out on it sometimes. And we have to do what God said to do the first time. Amen. So he came back, he learned, he followed divine instructions for the man of God, and watched it several times, and he was healed, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
By being the word of God, amen. By being the word of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Go to Hebrews 4:12. If Elijah sent and tell you what, tell his man what 10 times, what 10 times. But he only said 7. Praise God. So do what he said for you, do what God tells you to do, and follow his divine instruction, and you shall get divine revelation and divine confirmation of what he wants you to do. Amen. In your business, in your home, in your job, or where you are on the face of the earth, follow divine instruction to the letter from beginning to end, and God's result will always be the same to you. Supernaturally, it will come to life. Amen. And whatsoever you do, trust in the word of God. Trust in the word of God to bring you to it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let nothing, anyone, anything cause you to bypass, cause to block your best blessing or the word of God. Trust God from beginning to end. Trust him, for he is your, for this is your due season. But if you don't learn to tap into it by your faith, he can't come alive for you. He can't do what he meant to do. Amen. To be that power God designed for you to produce in your life. Amen. To produce blessings, to produce a harvest, to produce what God wants you to do. His word did not come back void. Amen. So God's word is a producer word. Amen. It produces what it is sent out to do in your life to produce it, to expand it, to grow it, to develop it. Amen. So that needs to be done. Powerful number two. Obedience to God brings a rich reward. That's namely, you get a chance to see him though. But he brought a rich reward when he obeyed the word of God, the man of God. He delayed, but when he acted on the word of God, by faith he produced results for him in his body. He got healed by it. Amen. So being to the word of God bring a rich reward, praise God. How you know? Yeah. By faith you are healed. Also by faith bring revelation of the word of God to salvation, praise God. How were you saved? How you get saved? You be trusting, tell me you trust in the word of God. You heard the word of God, you read the word of God, and the word of God produced something in you and through you, and you add your faith to it, and you develop something in your mind, your heart, and God brought it back a change in your life. Amen. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. So we too should obey the word of God, even when God's way does not make sense to the natural mind, but it makes sense to him, because God said that God send your word out to, but he's out to produce something in you and through you and for you. Amen.
Amen.
And Israelites learned that. In Jesus' day, it was a missing of power. So he came from Nazareth. He remember Nazareth. He couldn't do a mile of work, but God's word didn't change. Because of people's unbelief and because of people's doubt, he didn't produce much, but the word was there to heal, to do what it needed for them to do. It was there. It didn't lack no power. Their unbelief is what caused it to not produce what he said, designed to produce in their life. And they had the faith to and believe and trust in the man of God. Instead of saying, oh, he's his son of culture. He didn't marry Joseph's son. And he got sister brothers here. That didn't change the word of God. The word of God, power right by itself. Yeah, it doesn't change the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus can never lose the power. The word of God can never lose the power. Amen. It's a power producing in your life. And what God designed it for you to do, to produce what he said to produce in your life right in that very moment. He's writing that word. Amen. God is no respected person. Praise God. Amen. Jew or Gentile, he's no respected person.
Mm-hmm.
But God's word is true from beginning to end. When the man of God said certain things, he mean what he said. He said what he mean. King Saul found out for himself. King Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, he found out what was going on. Amen. And God gave him divine instruction to Samuel to do certain things to the Amalek. He disobeyed God's word. He disobeyed the word of God. Amen. You look at 1 Samuel chapter 15. And the whole chapter tell you what's going on. Because he told King Saul, he was the first king, to go and do certain things for Amalek. Go and destroy them, utterly destroy them, take them out, and leave none of them alive. He disobeyed. He saved the animal. He saved some of the women that were there. He did something God told him not to do. He disobeyed the word of God. He was king. He did what was in his own mind to do. Instead of obeying the prophet Samuel sent him to me to do, to destroy the enemy of God. Because the Amalek at that time was the enemy of God. They was mistreating Israel. They were doing different things they shouldn't have done against the word of God. And God put a judgment out for them to destroy them through King Saul. And King Saul disobeyed them. When God said what to do, he came back. He came back. And he came back in and brought and told the Samuel and said, no, you disobeyed. You didn't obey the word of God. You do what God told you to do. You thought in your own mind, your own heart, what you want to do. You didn't obey the word of God. Your behavior, your attitude, your action makes a difference. Even for us today. Even for our children. Please don't be disobedient to your parents. Your parents, to your mother, to your father, to your grandparents, obey them. Do what they say to do. That's right in God's eyes for you to obey your parents. Amen. They're blessing that doing that. God, they give you long life by doing that. Amen. We all reap what we sow. But sow in good ground, sow in good soil, sow in good things so you can reap a mighty good harvest in your life. Amen. God is a good God. He's a good God. And he's back goodness for your life. You want to reap a mighty good harvest. For you and for your sons and for your daughter. Amen. For your children. But at that time, King Saul, he rather impress your people than be obedient to the word of God. And so it's the same thing today. You got people that people pleasers. You know, and they're people pleasers and they my head go and say it. They're people pleasers and they lip kissers. Amen. And they like, that's what they like to do. But God didn't tell you to do that. God said, be obedient to me, obey my word, and walk by faith, live by faith. So you don't go there. But that part of it, too, as well. It goes many ways. But anyhow, but God's word is true. And then learn to be obedient to the word of God. And learn to trust in God all you do. Rather, trust in God, amen, instead of talk. Saul just said that he came over, well, he sinned towards God. With the fact that he had judgment, he had towards God, because he's rather trust in the people. People pleasing than trust in the word of God. Mm-hmm. And his disobedience brought downfall for his kingdom, for him and his kingdom. Saul's sin, Saul's disobedience brought downfall for him and his kingdom. Amen. Because in his mind, he might thought it would have been pure, but in God's mind, it was disobedience to his word. He said Saul was rebuking him by disobeying God's word, disobeying God's decree. Partial being is just another form of disobedience. Mm-hmm. I said partial obedience is just another form of disobedience. Mm-hmm. What is half true? Half a lie. It's a lie. True is a lie. It's not true. It's a statement that mingles with truth and is a falsehood that is deliberate intent to deceive. See, there's a lot of truth, a lot of half truth. All intended is to deceive somebody, manipulate and deceive someone because you tell false truth, false lies. You just be honest and tell the full truth to the matter. You mean, we're not doing that, stooping that low and making those kind of statements. For every way the man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord ponders his heart. According to Proverbs chapter 31, verse 2 and 3. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Selling to a king Saul, he disobeyed the word of God. That the Lord had great delight. The Lord don't have great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice, animal sacrifice. No, he don't. He tell him that it is obeying the voice of God is more better to obey sacrifice. To be obedient, more better to be obey the word of God than to sacrifice animals at that time. Which you were trying to do, King Saul was trying to do, because he thought about the best of things. God, Sam was trying to tell you, it's much better to obey the word of God, saying, to be disobedient, to obey what God told us to do. God said, don't go there, don't do that, don't do that, don't go there. He said, it's time for Sunday day, it's time for Sunday day. Don't let your pridefulness, don't let your stubbornness get in the way and be turn to sin, iniquity in your heart, amen, idolatry. It's all the other stuff that can call things in the house, don't have the salt. He rejected the word of God, and God rejected him and his kingdom. And that David came about. But David was a man after God's own heart. David was obedient as a young man. He was obedient when he was herding the sheep. They were obedient to the stand of God. And David was the next king of Israel. Because God had ordained that for that to happen. God had known him to be king of Israel. And Saul disobeyed the word of God. When God selects someone for a mission, that person should never fear the crowd, social media, bad relations, or obey their voices to tell him to disobey him or her to disobey the word of God. And that's what King Saul did. He was listening to the people. He was listening to what was going on, the social media. And then he listened to bad relationship of the people instead of trusting the word of God and doing what God called and commanded him to do. Stay on mission. Learn to obey God's word. Amen. Learn to stay on purpose and learn to grow your faith in the things of God, to mature your faith in you and in things of Christ. Amen. Number three, leadership is given to those who are willing to try again. You say that again. True leadership is given to those who are willing to try again. What do you mean, Pastor? Look at Jonah. Jonah had too many choices. He ran away from the things of God, but God gave him divine instruction. He ran away out of the direction from what God called him to do, to go to Nineveh. God gave him a chance and opportunity to get it right. More than a second chance. Because he would give a second chance to get it right. You know, in the belly of big fish. Amen? 3 days. Mm-hmm. Jonah was unfaithful the first time, but the second time, God grace and mercy. But the second time, he got it right. Amen. God invested divine punishment in Jonah to get it right, to go to Nineveh to preach the word. And they got saved. Amen. Nineveh needed that word from the Lord, and he used Jonah to do that. Sometimes God calls you to do different things. As an ambassador for Christ, he called in different ways and different things, different parts of the world, to go out and do certain things he called to do, certain missions. Stay on mission. Stay on point. Stay in the game. Stay in faith. Amen. Stay in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay where God has placed you at. Amen. No matter what your talent is, stay where God has placed you at. Serve the Most High God, disciple, talented teacher. What he called you to do is serve the Most High God. Stay in place and do what God called and commands you to do. And as far as divine instruction, his divine word for Genesis and Revelation, still in the word of God, stay in the word, be filled with the Holy Spirit, do what God commands and tells you to do. Amen. And stay in touch with him. Amen. And stay humble to the things of God, and God will raise you up in due time, praise God. Divine justice and temperament for mercy and for grace, God will place upon your life, for the people you call to do what he called you to do. God can count on you to stay on mission. Amen? God can count on his people to be faithful. God can count on his saints to do what necessary to do, to be committed, and the true sons of God to be committed to the saints of God. Amen? At any given time, that's what we desire to do, according to his word. Stay on mission. Stay on point. Stay in faith, amen, and stay and do what God called for you to do. And some of the other people of God, who are some of the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Who are some of the heroes of faith, amen? But these are some of the people, not just then, but just later on. Your name should go in here. Your name should go in the blank and be some of the heroes of faith, of God's faithfulness in your life. God is always faithful. So can we be faithful to the things of God? Yes, we are. We can be more faithful than God commanded us to be so in his word, in his truth to his word. Amen. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith at all times. He's the high priest. He's the chief of our soul. Amen. He's the chief shepherd for us. Amen. He's the light of the world. He's the son of the living God. Amen. He's the bread of life. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 11:1.
Amen. I call this chapter the Hall of Fame of those that overcame by faith. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good report.
Mm-hmm.
Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Amen. By faith, all this by faith. By faith, you are here today. Listen to the word of God. By faith, you have salvation through Jesus Christ. Amen. So by faith, Abel, by faith, offered a acceptable sacrifice to God. By faith, Enoch pleased God and was taken up to him. Amen. Bypassing death. By faith, Noah, he built the ark. by faith, Abraham followed God, believed God's promises of a son, and offered him as a sacrifice. By faith, Isaac blessed his son's futures. By faith, Jacob blessed Joseph's son. By faith, Joseph spoke prophetically to the other exodus of Egypt. By faith, Moses chose to be with God's people and kept the first Passover. By faith, Rahab, she kept the Israelites by faith. By faith, Gideon won a great battle against the enemy of Israel. By faith, Barak won a great battle against enemies of Israel. By faith, Samuel fought the Philistines. By faith, David was a man after God's own heart. By faith, the prophet judged of Israel through Samuel. Amen. By faith, Ananias, Andrew, Apollo, Barnabas, Cornelius, Elizabeth, Boaz, and Ruth. By faith, Caleb. By faith, Daniel. By faith, Joshua. By faith, Deborah. By faith, Elijah. By faith, Elisha. By faith, Esther, Ezekiel, Hannah, Hezekiah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Joshua, Melchizedek, Methuselah, Mordecai, Nehemiah, James, Martha, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Philip, Priscilla, Silas, Timothy, Stephen, Titus, Lee, Rachel, Sarah, Solomon, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Peter, John, and Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, praise God, hallelujah, and your name should fill the blank up here. By faith, these people learn to trust in God and trust in God's word and to live out what God called to do by faith. So what is your faith bringing you today? How is your faith on today? How your you should be one of the heroes. Your name should be up here. Heroes of faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. And you are strong and mighty in the faith of God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I learn to stand on the promises of God. He's my promise keeper. What is your story on today? What is your hero of faith on today? Your name should fill in that blank, child of the Most High God. Your name should fill in the blank as the redeemer of the Lord says. So your name should fill in this blank here by the hero of the faith of God, that I can do all things, that you are strong and mighty, that greater than he is in me, that he is in the world. Your name should go here and the foundation of faith, the heroes of faith in your life, for you are a child of the Most High God. Amen. Your name should go up here. You should understand and know who you are in Christ Jesus. Who are your true identity in Christ Jesus? Amen. Are you a promise keeper? Are you a miracle worker? Are you a faith believer? Amen. In the faith of God. Are you a faith walker? Praise God today. And are you believing the truth of the word of God? Are you standing on his word? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you walking in his power? Are you walking in his strength and his coming in joy? Speak word full of glory. Are you walking by faith on today? Are you believing and trusting in the word of the living God? Are you following divine instruction from Genesis to Revelation? Amen. Are you what God called you to be? Are you great and mighty? And he said that we are in him and through him by the word of God. Amen. On today, go back and try it again. See the miracle that God is producing in your life, the miracle of strength and sustain you, and that you are more than a conqueror. You're greater than you can always be in Christ Jesus. God always calls you to travel in Christ Jesus. Amen. God always gives you the victory to be more than a conqueror, more than overcomer in Christ Jesus. So go back and try again to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Go back. The man of God tonight said, go back and try it again. No matter if you think that you have failed, go back.
No failure, God.
And try again, because, amen, there is no failure in God. And if you are a child of God, because you are in God, there is no failure in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go back and try again by faith. Yes, praise God. The man of God brought forth 3 points tonight, which I will review briefly, and then we're going to go ahead and open the line. He said, first of all, that faith is often strengthened at the place of disappointment, praise God. And sometimes, yes, we have disappointments in our life, but I declare If you step out and trust the word of God, step out on faith, God, praise God. Number two, as it says, that just goes right along with number one, that God has a reward for you. Yes, he does, because obedience to God brings not only rewards, but the man of God said that it brings rich rewards. Hallelujah. Obedience to God brings forth rich rewards. Oh, the word of God tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Just bear in mind, however, that partial obedience is another form of disobedience. And also, too, delayed obedience is disobedience.
Amen.
So be obedient to God, knowing that it brings rich rewards. Lastly, leadership is given to those who are willing to try again. So go back and try again. God promises that he is the one that brings promotion. He is the one that brings elevation. But that only happens when you obey the word of God. We've got a few more minutes left in the broadcast. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open our lines up because we like to hear from our listening audience. If you would like to chime in on this discussion tonight on Go Back and Try Again, press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. Do you have a testimony tonight of how maybe that you were not successful at one point, but you went back and tried again? Caller, praise God, your last 4 digits are 3588, 3588. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Thank you, Pastor Whitehurst, for that awesome word. And I said, oh, my God, he's talking about me. Because 2 years ago,
hallelujah,
God told me to leave my job. And I was like, okay, he gave me a business name. But I'm like, okay, so what am I going to do? And at the drop, somebody called me and was like, I want to refer you for a job. I ended up going back into teaching. And I taught for 2 years. But this year, I'm doing it again. I resigned again. And
amen.
I am actually walking into starting my business. And I'm walking by faith and I'm being obedient.
Amen.
Because them 2 years was a rough year because I wasn't obedient. I got out of order.
Amen.
But I said, I don't care who called me, who texted me, I'm going to stay in God's will. I'm going to stay obedient.
Amen.
And I'm walking on
That's
faith. And it's so interesting that every day God downloads something in me related to my business.
Yeah.
So he's giving me direction.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when you be obedient to God, God do everything. He order all the steps. We just got to be obedient.
Come on,
thank
now.
You for that word.
Come on now.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
I enjoyed
That's
it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank
you.
Thank
so
you.
Much, Sister Yamika. Yes.
Wow.
What a powerful, powerful
yes.
testimony.
Amen.
Yes. Sometimes, when God gives us something to do, and even when, as the man of God said earlier tonight, when we don't fully understand it, even when it doesn't seem to make sense, all God is waiting for us to do is make that first step of faith. Just step out on faith. Sometimes that when you step out on faith, God has a way of activating his word. His word is already alive. He will activate it even more so in your life and bring exactly what you need. If you think that you may not have the provisions to do what you need to do, step out on faith. If you think that you may not have the education, God is not limited by our financial standing. He's not limited by our lack of education. God, if he told you to do something, he will bring forth the provisions and everything you need to do it.
Yes.
Why? Because he is God. That's first and foremost, because he is God.
Amen.
And he wants to see us succeed. He will bring forth. Oh, if the word of God tells us that he who has begun a good work in you will what? will bring it to completion. Oh, yes, he will. He's going to bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So you don't have to worry about failing. You don't have to worry about falling short. Step out on faith. Go back, hallelujah, and try it again. Is there another tonight that would like to comment on this word? We would love to hear from you. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. Praise God. Don't be shy. You amongst family. If God has done something for you and you'd like to share it, press 1 on that dial pad. And we would love to be able to hear from you. Go back, hallelujah, and try it again. Praise God. Well, while we are waiting, we're going to go ahead and certainly, as we have said before, not assume that everybody on this line is saved. And praise God, we like to extend the invitation of salvation every time we meet. Hallelujah, because that is our purpose and our point for being here, to be able to share God's word with you. And also, this word, it will become active in your life only through you giving your life to Jesus Christ. And so, therefore, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior tonight, Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us that if we just believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then we shall be saved. So it's as simple as A, B, C. First, you accept the Lord and say, Lord God, I am a sinner. I accept you, Father. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Take charge of my life. I believe that you are the Son of the living God. And when you see, confess that with your mouth, and you say, I believe, Lord God, that you came here to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Come into my life. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. If you prayed but that simple childlike prayer, then you are saved this evening. We welcome you, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God, into the body of Christ. Your name tonight has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. Go forth, share the good news of your salvation with someone. Find a good Bible-believing church, a church that preaches the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, so that you can grow in the things of the Lord. And be sure also, too, to tune in to our broadcast, because we believe in standing firm on the infallible word of God. We don't compromise it. No, we don't. Hallelujah. We speak the uncompromised, all-powerful, all-staining word of God. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise tonight. Now, although there was not another one we think that came forth, we thank God for Sister Yamika. We Amen. Thank hallelujah yes. sharing that testimony. Oh, we thank God also for every one of you that have tuned in tonight. Yes. We pray that this word was a blessing to Amen. You. We want you to go forth and be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with someone this week, because you may be the only Jesus that they see. So take the time to share the word of God. Extend the invitation to someone of salvation in Christ. This time, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is soon to return again. And we need, as the children of the Most High God, to be about our Father's business. We thank God again for each of you tonight tuning in. Go forth this week and be blessed. And to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful evening. We love you and God bless.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Not knowing how we'll get through this test. this figured out. And you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out. Nobody greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
oppression, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Take that from you. I see you. Smile.